Hello, and welcome to the teaching ministry of Faith Word Fellowship, where faith in the Word leads to a more intimate fellowship with God. We're excited to bring you this teaching of Mark Roberson, pastor of Faith Word Fellowship, where we're building people of vision, people of valor, and people of victory. Now let's join Pastor Mark as he delivers this week's teaching.
Man, this is all right. We don't do what we can. We do what it takes. Glory to God. The devil can't defeat Faith Word Fellowship International and Faith Word Fellowship Canada. We make it happen, man. We make it happen. Come on. Open your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. Glory to God. Now, our subject is no more toiling and toleration. Expect multiplication. No more toiling and toleration. Let's read the passage from Luke chapter 5, which we've been looking at each night, and then I'll give you our definitions of toiling and toleration again. Let me just start off by saying this, and this should already be in your notes, but if it's not, I want you to write it down. As I've stated in this meeting, no more toil is a kingdom mindset. When you adopt that way of thinking, no more toiling and no more toleration, that's a kingdom mindset. It's a kingdom mindset, watch this, coupled with a kingdom determination. A kingdom demonstration and a kingdom domination. Stay with me. This no more toil, when you operate and function like that, no more toil and no more toleration, that is a kingdom mindset. That's not the normal way of thinking now, because the normal way of thinking is to take the care on yourself, to take the worry on yourself, put the pressure on yourself, and you try to figure everything out. But that's not how it is in the kingdom, because Jesus came and he took the toil out of our lives. But wait a minute, Pastor Mark. If Jesus took the toil and the toleration out of our lives, why did I go through what I went through this year, toiling and tolerating? Because you have to adopt this mindset and the will to overcome being pulled in that direction. No more toil, again, is a kingdom mindset coupled with a kingdom determination, a kingdom demonstration, and a kingdom domination. Now, let's read our scripture so you can see what I just said in this passage of scripture. Look at this in Luke chapter 5. Let's start at verse 3, and I'm reading from the King James Bible, and you follow along or whatever translation you have. And he entered into one of the ships, that's Jesus, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. Let's look back at this. Let's look back at this passage now. Watch this. Peter allowed Jesus to use his boat as a platform or as a pulpit so that he could drift away from the shore a little bit and preach or teach to all the masses, the multitude of people that was present at that beach. Watch this. Jesus operating with a kingdom mindset, Peter, since you helped me in ministry, since you assisted me in this particular ministry assignment, now I want you to get a return on what you did. All Peter did was allow Jesus to use his boat. Jesus then turns to him, Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drought. Now, wait a minute, because I share it with you all each night, and it bears repeating tonight. The things that we are looking at and we'll be even talking about tonight, they will establish you as a difference maker in 2024. They will, what you hear tonight and what you begin seeing in your mind's eye and in your heart tonight from what we share, it will absolutely make the difference where you are living now. And it will cause you to boldly go where God wants you to be. And I want the first thing I want you to see tonight is, watch this. After Peter did this, Jesus says, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drought. Listen, Jesus told Peter to go to a place for a massive manifestation. Listen. And Peter didn't even ask him for this. I say to you in the name of Jesus, because of your obedience, God is going to do some things in 2024 that you didn't ask for. Come on, somebody. God's going to do something beyond your expectation. Peter did not expect Jesus to say this. Peter didn't even think this was going to happen to him that morning. He really was ready to go home because he was tired of working all night long. And that's one of my prayers that I always pray. I say, Lord, do something for me that's beyond my expectation. Do something, Lord, do something for me that's beyond my calculation. Lord, do something for me that'll surprise me. That you did that for me. So I want you to understand that it's not by accident. It's not by coincidence. It's not by chance that you're hearing what you're hearing. Because God is saying this. I'm saying it to you before it happens to you so that you can know that I did it for you. Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. God will tell you some things and the lights come on. Come on, somebody. God will tell you some things to let you know I'm saying it to you first before it happens so you can know it was me who did it. Jesus. Lift your hands and just say, Lord, I receive something new. I receive something new happening for me in the name of Jesus. Yes. But now watch this. Peter said this. When Jesus challenged him and told him to launch out into the deep, even though Peter didn't ask for it, even though Peter wasn't expecting it, watch this now. Peter was getting ready and prepared himself to talk him out of where God was. Where Jesus wanted to take him. So that's why we got to understand the definition of toiling and toleration. Let me remind you of this. Toiling, we said, is, of course, working hard, laborious labor. Toiling has to do with the sweat, the struggle, the stress, and the strain in doing something, the fatigue and weariness in doing something. It's where you're trying to make some things happen and getting little to no results. That's toiling. And that's why you got to understand that no more toil is all about taking the struggle out of life. And then we have the word toleration. Toleration. And toleration is when you allow yourself or permit yourself to experience, watch this, an action, an idea or an experience or a happening that you dislike or disagree with. And spiritually speaking, you know it's not the will of God for your life. How often this year did you accept something that was occurring in your life and you didn't even like it? Because you just concluded that you couldn't do anything about it. I'll eventually get past this. I'll eventually get over this. No. God says, I didn't want you to tolerate that. And y'all always hear me say this. Whatever you accept, come on, y'all, you can't take authority over. So we can say it this way. Whatever you tolerate, you can't take authority over. I like to say it like this, and I said it to you last night. Wherever there is toleration, there is no expectation. Jesus. Wherever there is toleration, there is no expectation. We looked at this last night, that Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for or things expected. And then it says the substance of things not seen. So if faith is the substance of things hoped for or expected, then whenever I am in toleration and there is no expectation, then that means toleration cripples my believing. Toleration cripples my faith. And the Spirit of the Lord wants you to go into this new year with your mind made up that you will no longer give into toleration. That you're going to maintain this place of intentional expectation that I am going to take God at his word. I'm going to hold on to that word like a bulldog holds on to a bone, and I am not going to let it go until God bless me. Jesus. Toleration. So I said that toleration is where, watch this, process this and judge your life from this year. Toleration is where you are putting up with things that are not approved by the kingdom of God. You're putting up with things that are not in agreement with the kingdom of God. Or you're putting up with things that are not accepted by the kingdom of God. Just say this out your mouth right where you are and say, no more toleration. No more toleration. No more toleration. So you have to make up in your mind that you're not going to give in to the temptation to tolerate. I'm not going to tolerate emotional stress and duress. I'm not going to tolerate sickness and disease. Now, sickness attacks come to us all. What do I mean, not tolerate it? Meaning you're not just going to lay there and just go with it. No, you have authority. See, I don't tell people, don't take your medication. No, that's stupid. No, no, no. But before I turn to my medication, I can pray first. I can be spiritual first and get God involved in it. And then as I follow the instructions, I can understand, glory to God, I'm not tolerating this. I'm attacking this. I want you to go into this new year in attack mode, that you're not going to give into the same conditions. You're not going to give into the same situations that try to cripple you this year. No, you're going to attack, because you're going to have this mindset, no more toiling and no more toleration. I'm going to expect the best. I'm going to expect better. I'm going to expect multiplication in Jesus' name, because God has promised it to me and my God cannot lie. Say amen, somebody. So we looked at this that I gave you last night that I want to remind you of tonight. I said, and you should already have it in your notes, stop making excuses for the circumstances and situations you're having to deal with and just become determined to overcome them. Stop making excuses for the circumstances and the situations that you're having to deal with, the circumstances and situations that you find yourself in. Stop making excuses for them. Stop tolerating them. Stop accepting them and just become determined to overcome them. Amen. Peter got to this place where he had to learn, and let's go a little bit further so you can see this in Luke 5. Let me show you this. He had to learn that Jesus was not going to see things his way. He said in verse 5, and Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night. Now watch this. I pointed this out last night. I want y'all to really hear me say this. When you're in this place of toiling and toleration, you start speaking that over everybody else. You start speaking that over your whole group, your whole family, everybody with you. Jesus said to him, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drought. He didn't ask him, do you want to? Jesus gave him this directive. That's what I was telling you about a kingdom mindset. It comes with a kingdom demonstration, and that demonstration comes from a directive from the Holy Ghost. Peter said, we have toiled all the night. Wait a minute, Peter, how are you going to speak that toiling business over all of us? Jesus talking to you. Now you're going to put us all in that group. He says, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. And then he said this, and the King James Bible is the only one that really points it out like this. He says, but nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Jesus told him to let down the nets, plural. He responded by saying, I'm going to let down the net. One net. So he didn't put his whole heart into it. And that's why I shared with you last night, and this is why I want to pick it up, that the Bible says, Romans 10, 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I said to you that you have to understand that faith comes by hearing the voice of God. Hear God's voice from a scripture you're reading. Hear God's voice when you're praying. Hear God's voice. You hear me from this message, but listen for God in the message. What is he saying to you? What is it that God wants you to know? One of the things that I've done this year is I start my prayer off like this, that I go before God and I say, okay, Lord, I'm here sitting at your feet. What do you want me to know today? What is it that you want me to hear that you want to say to me about where I am, about what you want me to do? I want to hear you. And then I always end it that way. I always end it this way. I say, and Lord, I'm available. I don't have my mind made up. I'm available. I want to be led. But what is it that you want me to know today? What is it that you want to say to me today? I want to know. So, yeah, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. But actually, faith comes by hearing the voice of God. Because when you hear God's voice, you get God's heart. When you hear God's voice, you get God's heart. No more wondering. No more trying to blindly follow. No. Now, it doesn't mean that everything will be easy once I hear God's voice. But watch this. Once I hear God's voice, I receive God's empowerment to carry out what he said to me. So even though Peter reluctantly let down a net, we see in the scriptures that, watch this, verse 6, it says, and when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. Look at verse 7. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Now, with all that is happening, look at verse 8. When Simon Peter saw it, saw what? The massive manifestation that occurred from Jesus' words. This incredible haul of fish that he caught, or he received sweatlessly instead of toiling for it. When he saw all of this, the Bible says he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. He saw his doubt. He saw how he was a skeptic to Jesus' words. He saw how he didn't trust Jesus. And watch this, it brought conviction upon him. I say to you now in the name of Jesus that tonight on New Year's Eve, make up in your mind that you're not going to go into the new year trying to still do things your way, in your own strength. Because in this new year, God is going to judge some things that you've allowed yourself to tolerate. You've allowed yourself to be placed in this toiling place. Why? Is it because he's angry at you? No, it's because he wants to take you to a place that is crucial and beneficial for our generation, but for his will in the earth, because he needs you to represent him at a whole nother level you never thought was possible. A whole nother level. Some of us, we've seen some things already that we're in awe at what God did. Well, he just confirmed it that in 2023, he was going to do some things and he was going to create some awestruck moments for us. Well, didn't he do that? For some of us, we've seen it on a whole nother level. We've seen it in a whole nother scale where God did some things that we're in awe about. Well, now he's not done. And he's positioning us to encounter him at a whole nother level and dimension we never thought was possible. But watch this now. I want you to see this from Peter's place, because Peter, when he said that we've been toiling all night and we haven't caught anything, he tried to get Jesus to see what he saw. When you hear God's voice, the Bible says this in Psalms 119, 130, the entrance of his words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. And then John 6:63 says, it is the same, it is the spirit that quickeneth, makes alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. And Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Well, listen, listen. When the light of the word comes into our hearts, we will begin to see some things that we've never seen before. We're going to see some things that we never thought was possible. We're going to see some things. Jesus saw the solution to Peter's problem in spite of Peter's reluctance to follow his instruction. But it didn't change what Jesus saw. Let me share something with you. Go with me to Joshua, the book of Joshua. Real quick, the book of Joshua. Watch this. Chapter 6, the book of Joshua. See, we are made in the image of our Heavenly Father. And so therefore, we were not made for worry. We were not made for anxiety. We were not made for mental anguish. You know, if you're not careful, you'll allow the society and social media to condition you. So right now, they're trying to redefine fear. And they say, it's not fear, it's now caution. We're just being cautious. And there is a big difference. And there is no difference. It's still fear. It's still fear. And God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. So I got to resist fearful tendencies instead of tolerating them. If you're not careful, they'll say, well, I'm not worried. I'm just concerned. See, they're redefining it. No, we don't give in to worry. We don't give in to anxiety because the Bible says, cast in all your cares, worries, and concerns on him, for he cared for you. Don't allow the world to condition you so that you will accept toiling and toleration. But you got to see what God wants you to see. Look at Joshua chapter 6. You should be there by now. Joshua chapter 6. Watch this. Now, if you don't get nothing else tonight, this was worth your connecting. Watch this. And then I'm going to show you one more, and then I'm going to pray this blessing over you. The Bible says in verse 1, Joshua 6, verse 1, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Look at verse 2. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, circle that word or highlight that on your device. Circle that word in your Bible. See, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And you shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear. Let me get my glasses. Lord, have mercy. And 7 priests shall bear before thee the ark, 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. Now think about everything we've been talking about. God did not tell Joshua to toil for Jericho. He didn't tell him to work hard and laborious to win Jericho. So remember what we said, that this no more toil and toleration is a kingdom mindset, coupled with a kingdom determination. So now, with this instruction from God, Joshua got to be determined. And then there's a kingdom demonstration. That demonstration is going to come from the strategy God gave him. But wait a minute. Look at verse 2 again. God said, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. Wait a minute, God. Joshua could say, wait a minute, I don't have Jericho. I'm standing out here on this mountain. Jericho is still beneath. We don't have it yet. God wanted Joshua to take his words and build an expectation on the inside of him that he could not be talked out of. When Jesus spoke to Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a haul, for a draught. Jesus released an expectation that he wanted Peter to catch. I'm saying to you tonight, as you go into this new year, you're going to hear some things from God. Sometimes he's going to use the same scripture verses that you've read countless numbers of times, but this time it's going to carry a fresh expectation of something extraordinary that he wants you to catch, and now he wants you to build your determination, glory to God, to see this thing come to pass, to confirm his word in your life like never before. Somebody say hallelujah. He wants to do it. Joshua had to see it first before he started walking around Jericho. Now, I want to ask you this. What has been difficult for you to see this year? Oh, you've prayed to God. You've asked God for some things. You've read the Bible. What has been difficult in your situation, in your sphere of influence? What has been difficult for you to see? God says, take the time to hear my voice and build a determination from that so that what you see with your natural eyes won't talk you out of what I want you to capture with your spiritual eyes. One of the things that Peter had to overcome, that we have to overcome, is the temptation to give into a carnal mind. Could you write this down in your notes? Watch this. A carnal mind is one that's based on this world's reality. A carnal mind is one that's based on this world's reality. Watch this. Here's the second part. A carnal mind is governed and dictated to by what it sees. I'm going to say it again. You know that. By what it feels, by what it hears, by what it experiences, or by what it reasons and rationalizes. Now, let me say it again for you. A carnal mind is one that's based on this world's reality. A carnal mind is governed and dictated to by what it feels. What it sees. Two, by what it feels. Three, by what it hears. Four, by what it experiences. And then five, by what it reasons or rationalizes. A carnal mind. So you should have it now. So you can read it right where you are. A carnal mind is one that's based on this world's reality. So see, it's going to be hard for a carnal mind to accept what God says, because what God says is based on kingdom reality. So a carnal mind is one that's based on this world's reality. Come on. A carnal mind is governed and dictated to by, number one, what it sees. Number two, what it feels. Number three, what it hears. Four, what it experiences. Or five, what it reasons and rationalizes. So, carnal thinking is trying to satisfy the senses before you believe. That's why it didn't make sense to Peter. Let's look at this scripture. I told you I was going to 1 Samuel 17, but I don't have time to do that. Look at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Look at this. Romans chapter 8. I'm going to go ahead and read for time's sake. Verse number 6. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded, or we can say kingdom minded, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, when you look at verse 6, it's talking about two different realities. To be carnally minded is death. That's based on the world's reality. What you see, feel, hear, experience naturally. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's based on kingdom reality. Verse 7. because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Why? For it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. Well, what is the law of God? Well, we know it's that's the word of God, but it's also the law of God is the law of faith. The law of God is also the law of love. It's the law of the kingdom. What the kingdom wants to do, how it governs and functions. So a carnal mind is not subject. It will not agree with faith. It will not agree with receiving an expectation from the word of God. And so just like Peter, listen, dear hearts, he did not expect Jesus to say that to him, launch out into the deep. This brother was tired, been working all night long, cleaning his nets. He just stopped to help this preacher out and said, "Preacher, okay, while I'm going to continue cleaning my nets, I'll let you use my boat, and then I'm ready to go home." He had already concluded and had come to the place where he said, "We've toiled all night long and have caught nothing." And that was it. And Jesus says these words that exploded an interruption into his morning. Launch out into the deep. Let down your nets for a drought. I say this by the Holy Spirit, that in this new year, God is going to interrupt your regular routine. He's going to interrupt your schedule. He's going to interrupt it with an instruction or an invitation or a visitation or an impartation when you least expect it, to cause you to become a catalyst for somebody else's miracle or for you to step into the miraculous yourself. And the thing that's going to oppose that is your natural head, your natural way of doing things, your natural emotions. Don't talk yourself out of your miracle place in the name of Jesus. I got a word for you. Here's that word. Don't scale back. Don't settle. And don't substitute. Don't scale back. Don't scale back from what God says. Believe him and expect it and stay with it. Don't scale back. Don't settle. Don't settle for what's happening. It seems like it's not working. Tell yourself, no, I'm not settling. God has spoke to me. And if you're saying, well, Pastor Mark, I'm in a situation God hasn't said something, he's saying it right now before you get into 2024, what he wants you to expect. Multiplication. Don't settle. And then don't substitute. Don't substitute what God has for you for something that you can get by your own power. Don't substitute. This is a job for El Shaddai, and he's going to do something that's beyond your expectation. Praise the name of Jesus. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So you're going to have to position yourself and capture what God says. That's the importance of revelation. Stay with the word until I can see what that word says. Stay with the word until I can capture the image of God. Stay with that word. You know, here's an example for you. When Pastor Cheryl sends me, sometimes she'll send me to the store and she'll tell me what she wants. If I say flippantly, I got it, trust me, I'm going to forget something. The reason why is because I didn't capture what she said. How do I know when I capture it? When I take her words and on the inside of me, I can see each item that she wants me to get so that I can see that image. And when I get to the store, I got the images already locked in my mind. That's what God spoke to Joshua to do. See, I have given you Jericho. Joshua could not walk around Jericho until he saw Jericho was already his. Jesus wanted Peter to launch out into the deep, and he wanted Peter to see a haul of fish before he launched out. Why? That's what Jesus saw. And that's why he did not tell Peter, let's go fishing. He said, let down your nets for a haul. This is guaranteed. And that's where you're going to move. You're going to move to a place where God is going to do some things for you that you have never seen before. So let me pray for you right now. Let me pray for you in the name of Jesus. I want you to know, and we'll continue this teaching this coming Thursday. We'll just build on it because we'll have some lights and everything. But I want you to get this. I want you to know God never intended for you to be saved and broke. God never intended for you to be saved and sickly or physically weak. God never intended for you to be saved and have a pain-ridden body. God never intended for you to be saved and be in a hard to deal with or unhappy marriage or family. No. God never intended for you to put up with things being held out on you or held out from you or held down with you. No. Whatever Satan has been holding back from you is released from his clutches with acceleration. And this is what I'm getting ready to pray. I'm going to pray an acceleration upon you, but also a mind ready to receive, so that you will cooperate with God, you will participate with God, and you'll be in position for God in the name of Jesus. Now you got to see it. You got to see what we've been saying. No more toil and no more toleration. You got to see it. I know I wasn't able to get into the multiplication part. We'll get in that later. But you got to see it. Expect multiplication. You got to see it. And it's going to start with you capturing this image on the inside. I'm going to see different. Things are going to be different. I see it on the inside. And I'm not going to allow what I am presently in to talk me out of what God is doing for me. You didn't hear that. I did not say what God will do for you. I said what God is doing for you. In the name of Jesus. Listen to her. Something good is happening for you. In the name of Jesus. Hear God's voice behind that. In Jesus' name. Because once you see it, then something will take over on you. Because you'll catch something that no devil from hell can beat out of you with a baseball bat. In the name of Jesus. Now, lift your hands right where you are. Lift your hands right where you are in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Don't be distracted. Don't be deterred. Come on. Close your eyes if you have to. See God doing something for you that you can't explain. See God doing something for you. Glory to God. That's beyond your calculation. See, what you may need may not be in the area of money, but it could be in another area. Or what you may need may be in the area of money. Or what you may need may be in the area of your physical health and well-being. Whatever it is, I'm telling you, God is visiting you in a special way. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray now for a sudden impact, sudden influence, sudden, Lord, to come upon and hit your people in a special way in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak life, glory to God, to dead situations. I speak strength to weak situations. I speak accuracy to error situations. I speak, Father, that you're going to correct, you're going to straighten out some things and correct some things that have been going wrong. I see crooked places being made straight. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're in position for your performance in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, confirm the word that has been shared these three nights with your signs, with your wonders, with your supernatural activity, with your supernatural demonstration in the name of Jesus. Just like Peter didn't do anything for that haul of fish, we receive right now what you're doing right now for us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's some who will receive an emotional empowerment and their emotional weak days will be over. There's some who will receive a strength to come upon them mentally and they will begin thinking clearer like never before. That they'll be able to remember things. There's somebody, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, who've been tormented by forgetfulness. No more. In the name of Jesus. No more absent-mindedness. No more forgetfulness. No more being frustrated by not being able to concentrate and hold on to a thought longer. In the name of Jesus. There's some in Jesus' name who are going to have this strength and grace come upon them. And situations in families and situations in certain areas, their presence itself will bring and impart and release a resolution in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We make our declaration. Glory to God. Remember our declaration? In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Come on, make this with me. Make this with me. Say, Lord, I'm ready for the impact. I'm ready for the influence. And I'm ready for the impartation you have for my life. I want the new. I want the new thing that you're doing, and I receive it in my life. Right now, in Jesus' name. Now let's give him praise for it. Let's give him praise for it. Glory to God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So Father, I pray over families. An impartation of empowerment, equipping, and elevation. I pray over each one of us individually. This grace for empowerment, equipping, and elevation in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for elevating people in certain situations that they've been held back in. Lord, I thank you for empowering them to function in a way and in a manner that they have never functioned at before. That what used to seem like it was a struggle, what used to seem like a strain, now they'll begin doing sweatlessly. Just like Peter did not have to toil for that haul of fish, they're going to get results and produce things easier and at an accelerated rate in the name of Jesus. I speak over their lives tonight that 2024 will be a year of fruitfulness. It'll be a year of productivity. It'll be a year of increase like never before in the name of Jesus. And this won't just happen to happen. It'll be because they are positioning themselves and participating with you. It'll be because they will remain and operate with the kingdom mindset of no more toil, no more toleration. But they'll expect multiplication. And this multiplication is an image of fruitfulness. It's an image of increase. It's an image of massive manifestation in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for confirming your word in the lives of these your people, and they will never be the same again. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you also will deter traps, entanglements that the adversary will try to put in front of them. I thank you, Father, that there will be no premature deaths. Yes. No family members and loved ones will die early. Yes. In Jesus' name. I thank you that there will be a shield of life around us and the family members we're connected to. Our faith and our righteous stand will cover our family members, no matter where they are in life, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that you will use us even as catalysts for divine demonstrations in other people's lives. We'll be used to bring increase to others. We'll be used to bring peace to others. We'll be used to bring wisdom to others. We'll be used to bring solutions to others. And they will wonder, where did you get that? How did you know that? And all we will be able to say is, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in my eyes. We give you praise and thanks. We're not going to take credit for any of the good. We're going to give all the credit to you. We're going to give all the thanksgiving to you, because every good and perfect gift comes from you, the Father of lights. And we thank you now for what you have positioned us for in the name of Jesus. I say this to you, my brothers and sisters, that 2024 is going to look far different than 2023. Where there has been a struggle, you're going to see a sweatlessness. It does not mean that you won't have any challenges. No, I didn't say that. But no matter the challenge, you're going to find a strength coming upon you, and you're not going to know where that came from. And it's all because of the equipping that is taking place. You're going to be equipped to go through things and navigate through things that you've never done before, in Jesus' name. If you receive this tonight, come on, can you give God a praise right where you are? Just give God a praise, glory to God, and thank him for it. Hallelujah. I keep hearing this phrase, something good is happening for you. Something good is happening for you, in the name of Jesus. I speak life to your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isn't God amazing? You know, he taught me years ago, he said, Mark, whenever something happens, don't you accept it. It does not mean that that was my will. So when the lights went out, you know, I knew it was a satanic attack. I share with y'all from the very first night. After that first night of the meeting, I had a terrible dream. Well, it didn't put no fear in me or anything. I took authority over it. But I knew it was an attack. Now, out of all the many years I've done three-night meetings at the end of the year, this was the first time that after the first night of what the Lord had me to share, the adversary tried to attack me in my dreams. And I shared it with y'all when we started tonight. And then in the midst of us moving forward, right through a worship song, the lights went out. I told Mario immediately, I said, I told you, Mario, it was a satanic attack. I said, all we got to do is find a way to get on and glorify God. And you know what that means for you, my brothers and sisters? God has set you up for a manifestation and demonstration that you didn't expect. Glory to God. The adversary thought that he could squelch it or hinder it or stop it. Because God had already trained me not to accept what happens. He said, Mark, you don't do what you can. You do what it takes. So I'm excited for you. Cheryl and I, we're going into this year with great expectation. And I can't wait to see what God is going to do through you, to you, and for you in the name of Jesus. Just lift your hands with me and just say this. Say, Lord, I receive.
Lord, I receive.
I receive. Say this, I receive the new.
I receive the new.
I receive the good.
I receive the good.
And I receive the empowerment. In Jesus' name.
We truly hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Mark Roberson of Faith Word Fellowship. Please visit us at one of our two locations. If you're in Buffalo, New York, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship International. And if you're in the St. Catharines, Ontario, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship Canada. To learn more about Faith Word Fellowship, or to contact Pastor Mark, or to even access other teachings by Pastor Mark, please visit us at www.faithwordfellowship.org. And always remember, one word from God and you will never be the same again.